إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah, and we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah, for we demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We continue with the recitation and the translation and the tafsir of Surah to Yusuf, as we continue with the statement of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ لِامْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَى أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَدًا. وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ، والله غالب على أمره ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. ولما بلغ أشده آتيناه حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and when the one from Egypt purchased Yusuf alayhi salam, he said to his wife, honor his place of residence. Perhaps he will benefit us, or we will adopt him. And likewise, we have established him, Yusuf, in the land, and we have taught him the interpretation of dreams. And Allah is in control of his affair, but most of the people do not know. And when he reached the age of adulthood, we gave him knowledge and wisdom, and likewise do we reward the doers of good. Last week we were mentioning a side issue with these ayat, and that was the case of adoption. And we showed the prohibition in Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam from adopting children. That means the prohibition of raising a child other than your child, making that child and everyone believe that it's your real child. But if you raise a child other than your child, not making anyone believe that it's your child, but keeping the lineage of that child intact, then this is not prohibited. Rather, it's encouraged Islamically, as we see in the case of the orphans, with the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. الآية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember when we took the covenant from Banu Israel, that you worship none except Allah, and that you be kind and dutiful to your parents, and that you be kind to your close relatives, and that you be kind to the orphans, and that you be kind to the poor, and that you say to the people that which is good. To the end of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah teaches us to be kind to the orphan. The orphan is the young child whose father died and someone else is forced to raise that child. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the believers to be good to the orphans. Or the child that's not your child that you raise because of the death of his father. Or as we see in other ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. No, it's not the way they think it is. Rather, you do not honor and take good care of the orphan. It's not the way you think that it is. The people, they think that disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will earn them nobility. And that obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will earn them disgrace. But rather obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will earn you a noble place. And disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will earn you the state of humiliation. And by treating the orphan unkindly and not honoring the orphan, this is disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and it's disgrace for the one who does so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقَهَرْ. And as far as the orphan is concerned, then don't treat him badly. Or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other ayah, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَضُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Do you see the one who disbelieves in the day of recompense? He is the one who pushes off the orphan with force or harshness, not to treat him kindly, or as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He means in this ayah. And we see from the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance of taking good care of the orphans, or raising children who are not your children. As we see in this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا وكافل اليتيم في الجنة هكذا وقال بإصبعيه السبابة والوسطى كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أخرجه البخاري. The messenger of Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the one who takes care of the orphan and myself, we are in Jannah like that. And then he put his two fingers up, his index finger and his middle finger like this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith has been collected by al-Bukhari. And in the hadith of Imam Muslim, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, qala, qala Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم كافل اليتيم له أو لغيره أنا وهو كهاتين في الجنة. وقال مالك يعني مالك بن أنس إمام دار الهجرة رحمه الله وأشار بالسبابة والوسطى كما قال. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, the one who takes care of the orphan for himself or for other than himself, myself and him, we are together like this in Jannah. And Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, and he motioned with his two fingers, the index finger and the middle finger like this, to show the position of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the one who takes care of the orphan in Jannah. The one who takes care of the orphan for himself, that means from the people who are related to him. Meaning that he is the uncle or the grandfather or the aunt, the maternal or the paternal aunt or some relative who had passed away and you're taking care of your relative's child. You get the reward of being next to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, and likewise for the one who raises a child that has no blood relations to him, but his father died when he was young, and he took advantage of raising him to earn a spot in Jannah as a companion with the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also see another hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, the encouragement to raise children who are not your children. As we saw in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam, that Al-Aziz, he raised Yusuf well, him and his wife, even though Yusuf had no relation to him. And we see this in the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu qal. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال هلك أبي فترك 7 أو 9 بنات فتزوجت امرأة فقال رسول الله فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوجت يا جابر قلت نعم قال بكرا أو ثيبا قلت ثيبا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم هل لا جارية تلاعبها وتلاعبك وتضاحكها فتضاحكك قال رضي الله عنه هلك أبي فترك 7 أو 9 بنات فكرهت أن أجيئهن بمثلهن فتزوجت امرأة تقيم عليهن فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله عليك وفي رواية قال عليه الصلاة والسلام أصبت متفق عليه. Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said that my father died and he left 7 or 9 daughters, or in some of the narrations only 9 daughters. So I married a lady, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to me, Jabir, did you get married? I said yes. He said, to a virgin or a lady that was previously married before? I said, a lady that was married before. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why didn't you marry a young lady so that you could play with her and she could play with you, and you could make her laugh and she can make you laugh? Jabir radiallahu anhu, he said, my father died and he left me with 7 or 9 daughters of his, meaning Jabir's sisters radiallahu anhu. So I hated to marry a lady who was with the same age as my sisters. So I married a lady that could take good care of my father's daughters, my sisters. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah bless you in that. Or as he said in the other narration, you are correct. Meaning you are correct in choosing a lady who would be able to bring your children up properly, even bring your daughters up properly, even though they are not that lady's children. And this is an encouragement from the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to bring the children up properly. We also see that this was the example of the last Prophet and Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. As we see from the hadith of Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhuma qal, kuntu ghulaman fi hajri Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wa kanat yadi tutishu fi sahfati, faqala li Rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ya ghulam, sammillah, wa kul biyaminik, wa kul mimma yalik, muttafaqun alayh. Umar ibn Abi Salama radiallahu anhuma, he said, I used to be under the guardianship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and my hand used to go all over the plate, meaning not just eating what was in front of me. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to me, oh young man, say bismillah, meaning before you eat, and eat what is in front of you, and say bismillah, and eat with your right hand, and eat that which is in front of you. This hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. This Umar ibn Abi Salama, who was the son of Abu Salama radiallahu anhu, who died as he made hijrah to Al-Habasha, he was the son also of Salama, who was the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the mother of the believers.
This Umar was the stepson or the Rabibun Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see in this example that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he raised his stepson up on the sunnah walhamdulillah. And this is what is important when you raise a child that's not yours, or you raise your own child, that you raise your child on al-Islam, on Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are some ayat and hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us and encourage us with the importance of bringing up the children even if they are not ours. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows the magnificent reward for the one who does good with the orphan, that he is with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. May Allah give us the reward of al-Jannah.
بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
We also see from an issue that is related to this issue of bringing up our children, and it's also an important topic. This is the issue of naming our children. And we see some verdicts from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we see in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wulida liya al-laylata ghulamun, fasammaytuhu bismi abi Ibrahim, akhrajuhu Muslim. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, last night or this night, a young boy has, my wife has given birth to a young boy, or I have a young boy born for me this night, and I named him with the name of my father, Ibrahim. Meaning he named his son Ibrahim ibn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu anhu. An Samura ibn Jundabi radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, كل غلام رهينة بعقيقته تذبح عنه يوم سابعه ويحلق ويسمى. أخرجه أبو داود وهو صحيح. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that every child is a ransom until the aqiqah is slaughtered. It is slaughtered on the seventh day, his head is shaved, and he is given a name. In light of these, this is authentically collected by Abu Dawood. In light of these two hadith, we see that you can name your child on the day that the child was born, as with the example of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we also see from the guidance of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam that you can name your child on the seventh day, and it's permissible in between that also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أحب أسمائكم إلى الله عبد الله وعبد الرحمن أخرجه مسلم. On the authority of عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, indeed the most beloved names that you have to Allah is عبد الله and Abdul Rahman, and this is authentically collected by Imam Muslim. And some of the ulama, they understand this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mean that that if you name your child Abdullah or Abdul Rahman or Abdu, one of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are mentioned in his book or from the sunnah of his Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is what is meant by this hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال أن رجلا من الأنصار ولد له غلام فأراد أن يسميه محمدا فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسأله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسنت الأنصار سموا باسمي ولا تقتنوا بكنيتي أخرجه مسلم. جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما, he said that a man from amongst the Ansar, he had a little boy born to him. So he wanted to name him Muhammad. So he brought the child, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him about that. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the Ansar have done well. They named themselves after me and they do not take my kunya. And his kunya was Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is authentically collected by Imam Muslim. Wa an Shu'ba ibn al-Mughira radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, innahum kanu yusammuna bi anbiya'ihim was-salihin qablahum. Akhrajahu Muslim. Shu'ba ibn Mughira radiyallahu anhu, he said, he mentions the story that the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about some of the ayah in the Quran where the people were naming their children Harun and Musa just like the prophets who came before them. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi wa sallam, he answered, they used to name their children with the names of the prophets and the righteous who came before them. This is authentically collected by Imam Muslim. And we see here in this hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guidance to name our children after the names of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Nuh or Lut or Shu'aib or Ibrahim or Isa or Musa or like that, and the names of the righteous who came before them. In our case, the names of the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and so on, from amongst the companions of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. There are so many more verdicts pertaining to the orphan and raising children that are not your children and naming your children with proper names. These are only some of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is an encouragement inshallah ta'ala for myself and you all to learn the ayat and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that pertains to our lives. Some of us, we are raising orphan children and we are giving them the names of our names, not knowing the prohibition of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this. Some of us, we have stepchildren. We don't know the importance of raising them in the verdicts from Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. If this is your case, it's an obligation on you to know the verdicts of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam pertaining to your case. If you would like to raise an orphan, then you have the encouragement of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Go raise the orphans and put them on Allah's book in the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, desiring the companionship of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Jannah. Here we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us guidance in choosing names. Wallahi, many of us, we still have not gotten the issue of naming our children down. And because of it, we see that some of the Muslims are still in opposition to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether they were born in Islam or they had accepted Islam, culture does not take precedence over the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, let's not let the Quran go in one ear and out the other. Let's not let the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be quoted to us and then we turn the other way. This is guidance to us, guidance for us in every aspect of our lives. We are the ones who say that Islam is a total way of life or a complete way of life. If we actually believe that, then let's let Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's let this deen of al-Islam affect us in every aspect of our lives, like here in this case of raising children who are not ours and honoring them and giving them a good education and placing them on the kitab and the sunnah and staying away from the prohibition of abortion. And let's give our children good names as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us, and stop asking the question, is this permissible or is that permissible or is this permissible? You have guidance from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the statement of our Salaf al-Salih, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow and do not invent, you have been given enough. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Allahumma jirna min al-nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Rabbana atina fi al-dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Our Lord, give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and save us from the fire. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave your rows crooked or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. استووا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصويت الصف من تمام الصلاة.